This is the catch-up on three things for the Indian Express, and I'm Anviti Singh. It's the 6th of December, and here are the headlines. The Supreme Court today asked the central government to make sure that food grains under the National Food Security Act reaches the last man. The Supreme Court bench said, and I quote, "It is our culture that nobody goes to sleep empty stomach," unquote, according to PTI. The comment was made during a public interest matter related to the plight of migrant workers during the COVID pandemic and the resultant lockdowns. The bench also directed the centre to submit a fresh chart with the number of migrant and unorganised sector workers registered on eShram portal. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and his German counterpart Annalena Baerbock signed a mobility partnership pact on Monday, which will make it easier for people to study, do research and work in each other's country. Baerbock added that Germany wants to, quote, "bolster security cooperation with India," unquote. Fitch Ratings today maintained India's growth forecast at 7% for the current fiscal year, saying India could be one of the fastest growing emerging markets this year. However, the agency cut the projections for the next two financial years, stating that even though India is shielded to some extent from global economic shocks, it is not impervious to global developments. Border tensions escalated between Maharashtra and Karnataka today, as Karnataka Raksha Vedike activists allegedly targeted six Maharashtra vehicles at Hire Bagwadi near Belagavi. Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis, spoke to Karnataka Chief Minister Basavraj Bommai and expressed strong displeasure over the violence. According to a statement from the Deputy Chief Minister's office, Fadnavis claimed they were extremely disappointed with the developments and the events today were not acceptable. He added that Maharashtra has shown a lot of restraint as it does not want any escalation of the border dispute. Fadnavis reportedly conveyed that Bommai has to initiate, quote, "strong measures to avoid counter-reaction," unquote. The Supreme Court said on Monday that the Central Bureau for Investigation, or CBI, needs an update with changing times. The observation was made while the court heard a plea seeking guidelines for safeguarding academic work that is stored in digital devices seized by investigative agencies. The bench observed that the CBI manual, quote, "requires a lot of updation," unquote, and that the world has changed and the CBI must also change. This was the catch-up on three things by the Indian Express.